This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the main points. Presiden Prabowo Subianto seeks fisheries and coal downstreaming acceleration. Indonesia urges Israel's accountability on international law. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto called for expediting the downstreaming process of fisheries, forestry, agriculture, oil and gas, as well as coal and mineral commodities. He issued the directive to the Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources and the head of the Task Force for the Acceleration of Downstreaming and National Energy Resilience, Bahlil Lahadalia. Minister Lahadalia said on Friday that President Prabowo's direction in several meetings with related ministries encourages downstreaming of all sectors. There are 26 to 28 commodities which will be downstreamed. So far, he said, the government has been focused on nickel. However, that doesn't mean that other commodities will not be subject to downstreaming efforts. Indonesia urges Israel's accountability on international law. This was conveyed by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono at the annual press statement in Jakarta on Friday. According to Minister Sugiono, Indonesian diplomacy has never left Palestine. He also conveyed that as an independent and sovereign country, Indonesia has a constitutional responsibility to create world peace.
Indonesia berpandangan bahwa hukum internasional harus dipatuhi tanpa
Indonesia viewed that international law must be obeyed without double
Indonesia
standards. Indonesia also welcomes the legal rule of the International Court of Justice and urges Israeli accountability on international law. Israel has exceeded 460 days of its atrocities in Palestine and caused tens of thousands of Palestinians to have been killed, and millions more were displaced. And these numbers are not just statistics, because each number represents human lives.
Dan angka-angka ini bukan sekedar statistik, karena setiap angka merepresentasikan nyawa manusia.
Moreover, Minister Sugiono further said that Indonesia continues to be committed to supporting the struggle of the Palestinian people by sending humanitarian assistance and supporting the United Nations Relief Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Middle East, or UNRWA. According to Minister Sugiono, Indonesia is also ready to send peacekeeping troops if stipulated by the UN Security Council. Furthermore, he again encouraged the two-state solution to be implemented immediately according to international parameters. Minister Sugiono viewed that a ceasefire and an independent Palestinian state are the keys to creating peace in the Middle East. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono has emphasized that Indonesia will bridge the interests of developing countries in its membership in BRICS, which stand for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Brazil, as president of BRICS, on Monday stated that all members have agreed by consensus on Indonesia's membership. He also explained that Indonesia's membership in BRICS is not an isolated policy. He viewed that Indonesia has also been active in various other multilateral forums before becoming a member of BRICS members.
Sebagai anggota BRICS, Indonesia akan memastikan.
As a member of BRICS, Indonesia will ensure to bridge the interests of developing countries and the Indo-Pacific region. Then Indonesia will continue to be active in preventing the escalation of geo-economics and geopolitical competition. Besides, Minister Sugiono further affirmed that Indonesia's membership in BRICS is a manifestation of Indonesia's free and active foreign policy. Previously, Indonesia expressed its desire to join BRICS at the BRICS Plus Summit in Kazan, Russia on October 24, 2024. According to Minister Sugiono, in less than 3 months, BRICS members agreed to decide and accept Indonesia as a full member. He also conveyed that this proves Indonesia as a country which is considered important to be able to join. Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono emphasized that Indonesia's diplomacy is directed at supporting the achievement of the Asta Cita vision of the administration of President Prabowo Subianto and Vice President Gibran Rakabuming Raka. In the foreign minister's annual press statement in Jakarta on Friday, he conveyed that Indonesia has consistently been a pioneer of change, part of the solution, and a bridge of differences. Previously, President Prabowo Subianto pointed out that peace will only be created if the world community works together. According to Minister Sugiono, under President Prabowo Subianto's administration, Indonesia will place itself on the world stage as a great country, a trusted partner, and a good neighbor.
Dalam konteks ini, maka diplomasi kita tidak hanya responsif terhadap krisis.
In this context, Indonesia's diplomacy is not only responsive to crisis, but also must be anticipatory, progressive, and visionary. Diplomacy prioritizes human values, unity, alignment with the welfare of the people, and justice for all. In other words, diplomacy that comes from the noble values of the nation is stated in Pancasila and Asta Cita as its strategic guide.
Dengan kata lain, diplomasi yang berasal dari nilai-nilai luhur bangsa seperti yang tercantum dalam Pancasila dan Asta Cita sebagai panduan strategisnya.
Moreover, Minister Sugiono further said that a number of concrete steps have been and will be realized through active diplomacy carried out by Indonesia. He gave an example. Indonesia is committed to independence and strengthening of national resources. Therefore, Indonesian diplomacy will be directed to support the realization of the government programs in the field of improving the quality of human resources and investment in the field of national resilience, food independence, and energy independence, and the creation of state sovereignty. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono at the Minister of Foreign Affairs annual press statement in Jakarta on Friday revealed that protection of Indonesian citizens, especially migrant workers abroad, is a top priority in Indonesia's diplomacy.
Setiap warga negara Indonesia dimanapun mereka berada harus merasakan
every Indonesian citizens, wherever he or she is, must feel the presence and protection of the state. This also includes Indonesian migrant workers abroad. The Indonesian government is grateful to migrant workers around the world. Amid various challenges, they continue to work hard for their families in their homeland. Therefore, the issue of protecting Indonesian citizens abroad is an absolute in Indonesian diplomacy.
Di tanah air. Untuk itu, isu pelindungan warga negara Indonesia di luar negeri merupakan sesuatu yang mutlak dalam diplomasi Indonesia.
Besides, Minister Sugiono also pointed out that one concrete example is the effort to release Indonesian citizens from the death penalty abroad, which has been followed up with concrete policies from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. He added that Indonesia will work with relevant ministries to create a comprehensive protection system for Indonesian migrant workers from the registration stage to the placement in the destination country. Indonesian Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman said on Friday that the government has set aside around $617.8 million for agricultural tools and machinery assistance for this year. The budget will be used to procure various types of agricultural machinery, including tractors, combine harvesters, rice transplanters, and water pumps. Earlier, the government also allocated around $741.2 million for the development and revitalization of agricultural irrigation networks to increase food security and support agricultural productivity. The Indonesian Ministry of Transmigration and Ministry of Finance explored various forms of alternative cooperation to realize industrialization in transmigration areas. Minister of Transmigration Iftitah Sulaiman Suryanegara on Friday conveyed that this is in line with transformation efforts to develop large-scale industries in transmigration areas. He also said that his site is seeking to get inputs from the Ministry of Finance regarding various models of cooperation with third parties that are mutually beneficial and can be used to finance the ministry's programs. This is considered necessary because the public service agency and the state-owned agency schemes that have been implemented so far are still inadequate. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.